Today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, is daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Masechta Sota, and we're continuing on from the description of the Mishnah that those who do good things are rewarded, and those, chas v'chalila, who do not, are punished. The Mishnah says, Yosef zocha likbar es aviv. Yosef was the one who went out of his way to bury his father, and therefore he was rewarded that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about bringing the Atzmas Yosef out of Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, two lines from the wide on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in response to that line in the Mishnah on Tesam and Beis. Ma'ishna me'ikar d'chsiv haya Yosef likbar es aviv v'yalu kol ha'defar, right? Why is it that the Pasuk says originally that Yosef went up and Avdei Parah went up with him? V'hadar, and then later it says, V'chol beis Yosef achiv u'beis aviv. And then the next Pasuk says, and all beis Yosef, his brother, and the house of his father. U'mayishna d'chsiv, v'yoshev Yosef Mitzrayim hu v'achav, v'hadar kol ha'olim itay v'kbar es aviv. So first, when they're going up, then the Mitzrayim are the original, are the first that are mentioned. Yet going back only at the end, he and his brothers, and then but those fellows were the first ones that were mentioned. Originally, they didn't see the beauty and glory of Klal Yisrael, so they didn't give the brothers kavod. They went first. They went in front of them, hence they're mentioned first. However, on the way back, they saw the beauty and glory of Klal Yisrael, and they were mechabed them. As the Gemara proves, d'chsiv, v'yevoyu ad goren ha'atad, they came to a place called Goren Ha'atad. It's very, very unclear what exactly Goren Ha'atad means. Rashi over there gives his explanation, which is based on our Gemara. It says the Gemara, I don't know what it means. V'chi Goren yesh lo atad? Goren over here, Rashi is translating as a coats, a thorn. So what exactly is v'chi Goren yesh lo atad? Atad is a coat. So how could, if I said Goren is a coat, I meant atad is a coat. So how could they have made a Goren out of a coat? What exactly are these things? Continues the Gemara. Amar Vom Lav Shikifu Ksarim La Rono Shel Yaakov Kigoren Zeh Shemakifim Lo Atad. They surrounded. They put their crowns down around Yaakov's Aron, like a thorn bush surrounds a threshing floor. Gemara continues to elaborate on the scene by the Levaya of Yaakov Avinu, that everyone had surrounded the Aron of Yaakov, and that's what it means, the Goren Ha'atad. Shabo b'nei Esau b'nishmol b'nei Ketura. B'nei Esau b'nishmol b'nei Ketura all came. Tana kulam l'mochama. They came all for Mochama Bo. Kivan shiro kisru shal Yosef talui b'arona shal Yaakov. When they saw the crown of Yosef hanging on the Aron of Yaakov, Natlukun Kisrem Talum Baron Shel Yaakov. Period. About 10 lines in, first word on line is Shel Yaakov. Tana. Shleshim Shisha Ksarim Nislu Baron Shel Yaakov. There were 36 crowns that were hanging on the Aron of Yaakov. Fayispedu Sham Mispeit Godol Vekavein Ma'ot. And there was a heavy mispeit. Tana Afilu Susim Vafilu Chamoirim. Melu, melu. Even the horses were in Avelis. Kimun shegiel maras ha-machpela. When they came to maras ha-machpela, also Esav kamakiv. Esav came and he held them back. Amar lahem, he said, Amar lahem, Esav said to them, says in the Pasuk, Mamre kiryas arba, hi chevron. Mamre is the kir 4, which is chevron. Vamar Reb Yitzchak, and Reb Yitzchak taught, and Esav was aware of this, Kiryas Arba, Arba Zugos Haya Adam Mechava, Avraham Esar, Yitzchak Rivka, Yafku Vileya. Iu Kavra Leah Bididei. Yaakov buried Leah in his spot, claims Esav. Bahai Defayish Didiu. And the leftover one, the last one of the eight spots is for me. Amrulay, they said back to him, Zavinta, you sold it. Amruluhu. Esav responded, he disvini. Bechirusa, it's true that I sold my Bechor, my double, Pshitusa Mizavini, but the regular Chalik I didn't sell. Amalei in, they said no, you also sold that as well. Esav responds, yes. But I didn't sell, says Esav, the Pshitusa. Amalei in. They say back to Yosef, yes, Tichsiv, when Yosef repeated to Paro his father's request, Bekivri Asher Karisili. Yaakov is reported as saying, my kever, which Asher Karisi. The literal translation Asher Karisi is from the word like bris kares, a covenant that was made. However, V'amar Rabbi Yechem Shem Rishim Yod Tzadok and Kira Elashim Mechira. Chazal understand that over here they're using the colloquial expression of a sale. Shekem B'Krach Hayam Karin L'Mechira Kira. First word in line is Omar. About 20 lines into the wide. Amar Luhu. Esa said to them, Havali Igrisa. To that, show me the shtar mechira. Amrulei said back to him, Igris abarid mitzrayimi. Uman nezel, who's going to go again? Nezel naftali de kalula kal yosa. He's as light as a deer, and he could run. Dechsiv naftali yola shlucha. Hanoisin imre shofer. What does imre shofer mean? Amr Rabbi Avo, al tikri amre shofer. Not that he is given over for nice words, ela imre sefer. He's given over for the words of the Sefer. Chushim Breididon. Taman Havi. While this whole machlokus was taking place, Chushim, the son of Don, was there. V'yikirelei Adoinei. The Dalit and the Zayin of in Aramaic are interchangeable. And his ears had become dear. Odnei here is Oznei. Was mean deer, in other words, he had become hard of hearing. Amar Luhu. So, Don, Chushim and Don says to them, my havoy, what's going on? My hi, what's going on? Vamar Le, come akiv hi. Esav is holding us up. Ados in Aftali Marit Shraim. Amar Luhu. So, Chushim and Don says to Shvatim, Va'ad osi Naftali Marit Mitzrayim. Yavi Abba Mutol Bibizayon? Does that mean that until Naftali comes back, my grandfather is going to be sitting in a state of Bizayon, being denigrated, without being able to move, his arm being held up? Chokol Kulfa, he took a stick, Machya Reshe, and he hit it on the head of Esav. Nosron Eine Venaflu. Akra the Yankov. His eyes fell out, were dislodged, and he fell at the feet of Yaakov. Ultimately, of course, we know that how were they born? It was the exact opposite. That Yaakov was at the feet of Esav, and they die in the opposite positions. The Gemara continues. Dramatically and unnaturally, Paschinu Yaakov Leinei Va'achich. Yaakov opened up his eyes and he smiled. V'ayim Nusiv Yismach Tzadik Kichoza Nokom Pa'apo Pa'amov Yerchatz Bidam HaRasha. Tzadik rejoices when he sees the punishment of the Rasha. Ba'isishon Eskami Vasa Shal Rivka Lama Eshkal Shnech Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. Rivka had used the expression when encouraging Yaakov Inu to leave, to run away from Esav. She used the expression, why should I lose both of you in one day? And sure enough, she lost both of them in one day. The Gemara comments, the burial took place in one day, even though the death didn't take place in one day. The Gemara says that this, that Yaakov was buried specifically by Yosef, and we credit Yosef for the burial, it's not to say that his brothers would not have done the same thing. Continues the Gemara, V'ilo asak be Yosef, echov lo misaske be, lo maaske be. His brothers would not have been involved. V'aksiva yisosa be'ov arza k'non. It says that they participated in Levaya. Answers the Gemara, Amru inichlo kvozo b'melachim. Let us give Yosef the honor to do it, because that will be the greater honor for Yaakov. So kvodo bimelach, he will get the honor to be buried by kings. Yosef Mediotos, in contrast to us, who are simple people. Mishnah had mentioned that Yosef was the greatest of the brothers, yet he was involved in the kvura of his father Yaakov. About 15 lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line, Tan Rabbanan. Bo re'e kama chavivas mitzvas al Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, Yosef was then rewarded that he brought by Moshe. Shekol Yisrael kulun nisaskul v'bizav hu nisaskul v'mitzvahs. When everybody was worried about collecting the spoils of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in mitzvah. Shenem achachem lev yikach mitzvahs. A wise heart takes mitzvahs. When no one else is doing it, he makes sure that he's doing it. U'minayim yodeh Moshe Rabbeinu hechon Yosef kavur. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know where was the burial of Yosef? Amru, they said, Sachbas Asher, Asher Nishtai Rabbi Sador. Serach Bas Asher was still alive. We've mentioned just yesterday that the Ramban in Bamidbar says that Serach was actually not the daughter of Asher, but the granddaughter of Asher. Halach Moshe Etzla. Moshe went to her. Amru Klumat Yadas Echen Yosef Kavar. Do you know at all where Yosef is buried? Amr lo, she said to him, Aaron Shematechas also lo Mitzrayim. They made a metal casket for him. So he would sink all the way to the body, v'kavu b'nil sanor, k'deish yizbaruch hu meimav, to sit on the bottom, and the schus of him being there, the waters would rush up to the banks of Egypt, which is very, very good for the field. Halach meishiv amen al sfas nilus amel Yosef Yosef. Higia eish and ishba kodesh baruch hu shani goyel eschem. The time has come for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send Klal Yisrael out of its golus. Vigia shvush ishbates Yisrael. And now it's time for Klal Yisrael to fulfill that which you've sworn to them, that you had asked that you be taken out of Mitzrayim. If you show yourself fine, and if not, if you don't show yourself, then I am absolved from Yeshua. And immediately the casket of Yosef floated to the top. And don't ask, says the Gemara, how is it that the steel floats. Shereik Siv, as the Pasuk says, in Melachim, Vayi Echod, Mapil HaKarvas HaBarzel, Nofel HaMayim Yitzek, Vayomer HaHo, Adonai V'hu Shol. And the Pasuk then continues, Vayomer Yishol Kim, Ono Nofel, Vayere Yotzamokom, Vayuk Tzaveis, Vayashach Shama, Vayotzef Barzel. Gemara quotes the Pasuk by Elisha, whose servants were, in their poverty, cutting wood with an axe for their base medrash, and the axe fell into water. And ultimately, Elisha miraculously raised the axe that had fallen deep into the water to the top, says the Gemara. Now this was talking about Elisha, who was able to do it. Says the Gemara, we have a kal v'chomer that for Elisha was able to do it, certainly for Moshe Rabbeinu. Uma Elisha talmido shel Eliyahu, v'Eliyahu talmido shel Moshe. Elisha was the talmid of Eliyahu. Eliyahu was the talmid of Moshe. Tzaf Barzel mipanav, he was able to raise a piece of metal that was on the ground. Mipnei Moshe Rabbeinu alachas kama v'kama. Certainly in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, that will be something that will be able to be done. The Gemara continues on by giving a slightly different account of how Yosef's bones were found by Moshe Rabbeinu. 8 lines from the bottom. Swirling line is Rabbeinu. Rebbe Nosson Omer. Nosson says, "Bekarbin in shel malachim ayakavur." It was not that Yosef had been buried in the Yamsuf, and his aron was at the bottom of the sea, but rather he was buried in the burial place for kings. Halach Moshe va'omer al karbin in shel malachim. We know now from archaeology that there were special tombs of Egyptian kings. So it's to be something along those lines. Moshe Rabbeinu went to the tomb. Amar Yosef, he cried out, Yosef, Higia Eshenishma Kodesh Baruch Hu Shani Goleschem. The time has come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill his promise and he's going to redeem us. Vigia Shvua Shishbato Es Yisrael. And the time has come for the Shvua that you made to Klal Yisrael, Mata Mar Atzmecha Mutav. If you show yourself, if you reveal where you are, then that's great. I'm where you take you. I'm here. Vim Lavarein Anu Menukim Yisrael Secha. And if not, we are absolved. Bois Yisrael Nizdas Zei Yaron Yisrael Yosef. At that moment, the coffin of Yosef shook. Not L'Meisha V'Yetz Loi. Not Meisha took it. V'Chol Oysen Shem Sheisov Midvar Yishnei Aron Yisrael Lolu. Echad shel meis v'echad shel shchina malchim zem zeh. We had two aronos, not one aron of the Aron Eidus, but there was one aron of the bones of Yosef, and the other of the shchina, that they would go next to each other. V'yu oimrim v'shavrim, they would come and go. Oimrim. Excuse me, hayu oimrim v'shavrim oimrim, the ones who would come and go would say, Mativan shel shnei aronos halalu. What is going on with these two aronos? Amru, it was told to them, echad shel meis v'yechad shel shchina. Those who were passing would ask. Bottom line, v'chimi darko shel madarko shel meis lahaloch im hashchina. A meis is tameh to go along with the shchina. Amru, they said, no, he has a special schus. This one, Yosef, was Mekayim Komashe Kosub, was everything that's said in the other Aron next to him. Rashi explains, on the top line, Yugim Lamebeis, that Yosef HaTzadik, in his statements throughout Sefer Bereishis, you could find one that corresponds to every single one of the Seres Hadibus. Rashi gives a list of a few of them. We will mention one. That, of course, the first of the Seres Hadibus is Anochi Hashem Lokecha. And Yosef said, Hasachas Elokim Anochi. So, and that was in regards to the brothers, that he wouldn't be in the place of Anochi of Hashem to punish them after Yaakov had passed away, and so on and so forth, to show us what Madrega Yosef was. They had fulfilled all of them. Of course, it's even more the remarkable that this was at the same time that he was viceroy in Mitzrayim. Top line. V'ile Osek Bei Moshe Yisrael Ohavim Me'askebei. And if Moshe Rabbeinu had not been involved, Moshe Rabbeinu gets all this credit. And if Moshe Rabbeinu had not taken the initiative, would Klal Yisrael not have done it themselves? V'oksiv esatza Moshe Yosef, asher helu v'nei son mitzvayim, kivru b'shem. It says that the bones of Yosef, b'nei Yisrael buried in Shem. V'su, ilo yaskev Yisrael, banav lo av maskebek. And even if all the Jewish people had not done it, but Yosef's own children would have not. V'oksiv ayulu v'nei Yosef anacha. Says the Gemara, Amru, the children of Yosef said, you're right, they could have done it. But they said, let's give him a greater kavod that all of Klal Yisrael that we know will do it. Let's give it to them, even though we could and want to do it. V'su Amru. And then, all of Klal Yisrael then added and said, let's get Moshe Rabbeinu, let's let Moshe Rabbeinu do it, and thereby will be an even greater kavod that Moshe Rabbeinu himself would be involved with Atzmas Yosef. The Gemara continues 3 lines into Yugimel Amebeis with the ultimate resting place of Yosef HaTzadik. Kvar Beshchem. The pasuk tells us in Yoshua Chavdalid that he was buried in Shechem. Asks the Gemara, Maishna b'Shechem, why specifically, what was different, what was unique about Shechem? Amar b'chama bar b'china, mishchem ganvu, u'shchem nachzir avedasa. They stole him, Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim, had stolen him in Shechem, and that's where they had returned him. Period. Five lines in the middle of line, Kashu Krayad Dodi. The Gemara says there's a kasha in regards to who took care of Yosef's bones. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Vayikach Meshes Atzmes Yosef, he made. Ksiv, and yet there's another pasuk that doesn't say Moshe took it. Rather, Vetzatzmes Yosef Asher Holo V'nei Yisrael. Pasuk speaks about B'nei Yisrael taking them. Continues Eilig Gemara. Six lines in. Amir Rebbe Chama Bar Chanina Kol HaYisadav Like Amrai. The answer is, if someone starts something and doesn't finish it, Moshe Rabbeinu, beyond his own control, but still, nevertheless, he did not finish it. He passed away before we went in to Eretz Yisrael. So then, Malal Avakosuv, Al Shagom Roikil Asayu. Whoever has the honor to finishing, it's considered as if he did it. Rebbe Eliezer Afmarida Noisim Yudlusay. And even it's a negative thing that a person would be lower down from the things that he accomplished. Dichsiv, in regards to Yehuda, who had set out and done an amazing thing to save Yosef from the death sentence of the other brothers, yet ultimately Yehuda falls. He's sent down Mikadusa. Vahibe, Sahivayer, Yehuda. Yehuda goes down. Chazal Darshan, that he was Yarat Migdulaso. He was taken down. Rashi quotes this ala Taira, and that's what our Gemara over here is alluding to. And then the Gemara goes even further. Shmuel Mar Nachmeni Amar Afkover Ishto Vanov. Ultimately, Chaschulah he buries his wife and children. Uksiva Thomas Bashua Eishes Yehuda. Ultimately, Bashua dies. Uksiva Yomas Erva Onan. The wives, the husbands of Tamar, also die. 10 lines into the white. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rab Neimanik with Yosef Atzmois. The Gemara says that there's a part of the story of the Atzmos Yosef that is a negative thing. Why was it? Yosef, when he's still alive, is referred to having bones. That is a zilzul. Because he didn't protest in the case of his father's kavod, when the Ka'amra lay. And the brothers who did not know that they're talking to Yosef, they thought they're talking to a viceroy in Egypt, the Kamalei Avdecha Avinu, they said, our father, your servant, v'lo amrlu v'lo midi, and didn't respond. V'amr Rav Yudam, Ravi, Tim Rav Chama, Rav Chinu, b'pnei ma Yosef kodim le'echav, m'pnei shehinig atzmo b'rabonus, ultimately because Yosef died beforehand, because he put himself into position of leadership. It seems that this Gemara is building off of the Gemara in Pesachim that says, "Oylu Rabbanu shemikaveres as ba'aleha," that leadership buries its leaders. A very, very scary expression of Chazal as well. Of course, we have the Mishnah in Avos that says, "Usanoes harabonus," that a person is supposed to hate the Rabbanus, and the negative things that could come about in positions of power. Of course, there are times that a person is supposed to take responsibility. That, of course, is a little bit beyond our scope right now, but this is probably the reference of the Gemara. The Gemara continues to discuss Yosef's role as Viceroy in Mitzrayim. The Yosef Harid Mitzrayim Amra Belazar Altikri Hurad Elohirid. Don't say that he was taken down to Mitzrayim, but rather it's referring to when he took down someone. Elohirid, Shehirid, it's Tagnini, Paroi, Migudu, Lasan. That he lowered down Paro's officers, particularly those who had attempted to interpret Paro's dream ineffectively. The Pasuk continues about Yosef staying in Mitzrayim. Vayikaneu Potifar. Vayikneu Potifar Sris Paro. Vayikneu, the Paro, the Potifar had bought him. Says the Gemara, Amarav shekano la'atmo. He bought him for himself to be mezana with him. Bogavriel pirov. Kavriel came along and he made it impossible. He was mesares Potiphar. Meikariksiv Potiphar himself Potiphera, that he had lost his masculinity. Mishnah tells us that Yosef was rewarded by being buried by Moshe Rabbeinu. His bones were buried by Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Mishnah says, and there was no one greater than Moshe. The Gemara now begins to discuss the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Gemara first talks about a negative part of Moshe's life. Almost halfway through the Amud, first word on the line is V'chulei, Vayomer Hashem Elai Rav Loch. After Moshe Rabbeinu begs and begs and begs, V'aschanon El Hashem to go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem says to Moshe, Rav Loch, too much, stop. Says the Gemara, Merlevi, B'Rav Biser, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the message of Rav to somebody else, and he was responded in kind. It boomeranged back to him. B'Rav Bisru. And Rav was used back to him. B'Rav Biser, he sent the message of Rav to B'nai Korach. Rav Lochem, it's too much. Rav Lochem B'nai Levi. What are you doing? You're looking for more. You're looking more. You're looking for too much. B'Rav Bisru, Rav Loch. Response was, Rav Loch, you're asking for too much to want to come into Eretz Yisrael. The Racha Rav Loch, Rav Yeshloch. Umanu Yoshua. There's a new rabbi in town. Rav Yeshloch, you have a new Rav. Who is that? Yoshua. Dabar Acher, Rav Loch, Shalo Yomer HaRav, Kama Kosh V'Talmid Kama Sarvin. That a Rebbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want them to say that the Rav is strict and the Talmud is nice. Says the Gemara, V'Kol Kach Lama. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong against Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't let him in, compared to the sin that he had committed of Rav Loch? However one understands it, it still seems small in comparison to not being allowed into Eretz Yisrael. My answer is, Tandarei Rishmol, Lefum Gam Loshichna. Based on the strength of the camel, that is the weight that is put on it. Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a high madrega, and for that reason, even a small aver required a very significant onish. The Mefarshim are bothered that what exactly is a midah keneged midah in terms of the Rav Loch and Rav Lochem. Moshe Rabbeinu said Rav Lochem. What was so bad about that? Rav Lochem b'nei Levi. Clearly, they were totally wrong in their challenge against Moshe and Aaron. Some want to suggest, I think I heard this from Rabbi Judah Michel, that al pi chasidus, maybe one could argue that you're never supposed to tell anybody, even a Korach, Rav Lochem. You might want to explain to them what's wrong, but to be shoef, to aspire for greatness, that's the definition of a human being. Hence, that was the aver of Moshe Rabbeinu. He could have explained to them why halachically they weren't shaykh, v'chulei v'chulei, and given them many explanations why the kuna was not for them. But the lashon of Rav Lochem, there's no such thing as Rav, that there's much for us in Ruchnius. If a person is shoef Ruchnius, he should always be encouraged and not the opposite. Hence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts limits on Moshe Rabbeinu, Mida, Keneged Mida. We know, of course, that when it comes to Gashmius, so Yaakov Avinu said, Yeshli Kol, and Esav said, Yeshli Rav. I have a lot, but I want more. So asking for more in Ruchnius is not a bad thing, and it could be, one could argue, that that was a problem. Either way, the Gemara continues. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, says, I'm 120 years old. Why does it say Hayom? It should say, why Hayom? To emphasize what we had said before, and that is Moshe was born and died on the same day. Hayom lo yimei. Yomayu shnosai. Lam lechosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashlim שנוסעים של צדיקים ליום יום, ומחודש לחודש תכסיב, אספסבר יומך המלא, that צדיקים live out until their exact moment. Mara continues to describe this moving pasuk, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, Lo yuchav, oy lo tzeis v'lavoy, I can no longer come and go. Says the Gemara, what does it mean he was no longer able to come and go? My lo tzeis v'lavoy, ilam lo tzeis v'lavoy, mamish. If you mean that, it means that physically he wasn't able to come and go, voksiv, but the Torah says that Moshe was physically fine when he passed away. Moshe ben Me'ev Esrim Shon, Moshe loy nos lecha, he was entirely well. He wasn't, there was nothing, none of his liquids literally escaped him, but that means is that he was entirely fine. And also he went up the mountain. He was youthful. He jumped across the whole thing. Share Chachma. The gates of Chachma had been closed for him, and that meant for Moshe Rabbeinu it was time to pass to the Olam HaEmes. The Gemara continues to describe the scene of Moshe Rabbeinu's passing. Vayelech Moshe veYoshua veYisatzu b'Olam Moed. Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua went and they stood together in Olam Moed. Tana Isa Shabbos Sheld Yuzugi Haisan tells Rishus Mizeh Vinitna Lazeh. It was a Shabbos of a couple. In other words, two leaders were meeting, and Moshe was passing over to Yoshua. V'tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, about 16, 17 lines from the bottom, when you give him a bay, Zimol, the Mikra Kasav Yashal Amra. If it hadn't been said in a pasuk, then you couldn't have said it. Hecha Moshe Meis, Bechel Kosha Ruvain. Moshe Rabbeinu died in the Ruvain's domain of Eretz Yisrael. Dichsiv ayal Moshe Maris Moevel Har Nevoi Nevoi Bechal Kosher Ruvain Kaimi. Dichsiv Nei Ruvain Benoives Nevoi. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Arvis Moev on Har Nevoi. And Har Nevoi is by Bnei Ruvain. Veicha Moshe, skipping the parentheses. Veicha Moshe Kavur Bechal Kosher God. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in the plot of God. Dichsiv ayal Rosh Yisloi. The distance between them was 4 million. These last two psukim are hespedim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachim said about Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmuel continues the words of Hesped that were said on Moshe Rabbeinu, 8 lines from the bottom and towards the beginning of the line. Mushmuel Amr Mika, Chacham Miyodea Pesher. Who is such a Chacham who knows also Pesher? Pesher, most understand this being compromised. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to create compromise between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mortal children. It seems like a big Talmud Chacham is someone who's able to create that compromise. What exactly does compromise mean is beyond our scope for now. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hachacham Me'ayin Timatzei, where will you find such madrega of Chachma? The Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Ches describes that the Chachma's pilpul was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chachma of Iyun is what Moshe Rabbeinu represents. Rav Nachman Amar, Vayomas Shom Moshe. Rav Nachman says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the pasuk of Vayomas Shom Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to emphasize what a tremendous loss Moshe Rabbeinu was. Simal Yonam Arvayosah Shom Moshe, Safar Rabbah Yisrael. So we have two opinions of what does Vayomas Shom Moshe mean. It seems that Rav Nachman is learning Vayomas Shom Moshe based on the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem." That Kodesh Baruch Hu called Moshe as an Eved Hashem. Samal Yonamar Vayom Hashem Moshe Safra Rabba. That he said that Kodesh Baruch Hu described what a great sofer of Klal Yisrael had passed away. Safra Rabba Yisrael. 4 lines from the Bavi Yeshem Loimes Moshe Loimes.
Moshe. Some say Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die. Ksiv Hachaviyam Hashem says over here he died. Ksiv Hashem Hashem. Yet the pasuk also says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days and 40 nights. He already went up once to Shemaim, and it also says Vayom Hashem in both those times, in both instances, Vayomas as well as Vayisham, indicate it was the same Shem, and that he was alive, being Mishamish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two lines from the Bible, where it continues, Vayikabar, I said, Begai Beretz Mamul, Beis Par, and Brach, Yisimim, Besach, Simim. He was buried in one Simim with another Simim. What does that mean? That's the literal translation. Rashi claims, Simim Besach, Simim means that there are many, many, many Simonim over there, Beretz Mav. Yet, nevertheless, V'lo Yada Ish Es Kfurasai, people, no one knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Kfar Shilcha Malchus Harisha Eitzel Gestaria Shalbeit Fa'ar. It was already sent where people were searching where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Heranu Hecha Moshe. So Gistura from Pa'ar wanted to know where Moshe Rabbeinu was. Omdu Lamalo, they climbed up, looked for him on Har Nevo on top. Nidvam Lamata, it appeared he was down. Lamata Nidvam Lamalo. Nechaku l'shei kitas, they divide into two halves. Oysid shav nilmala nilmala matla matla nilmala nilmala. Kayim ma shenemar v'lo yoda ish es kfurasa. In order to fulfill this phenomenon of the pasuk that no one knew where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Gemara then continues, seven lines in. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina amar af Moshe Rabbeinu en yedeich en kavu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not know where he was going to be buried. It says people didn't know, and then we have Zaysa Brach Vamrab Khanim Bachina, Neymanik Mamoisha Eitel Base Far, Kedela Chaper Al Maisha Pa'or. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried there in order to atone for the Averos of Znus and Avodah Zarah that Klal Yisrael had done at Baal Pa'or. So in both of the Psukim that we had above, the expression ish was used, v'loya deish es kvraso, as well as zos habracha, asher beirach Moshe ish alokim. So Moshe is called an ish, so that Moshe would be included, v'loya deish es kvraso. It was not even clear to Moshe Rabbeinu where it was intended for him to be buried. For the halacha, for daf yud gimel amid aleph, halacha laisa, the agadita on yud gimel amid aleph brings up a very famous story which has important implications for yard sites and for the halachos of Chas v'Chalila Avelus. The Gemara describes that Chushim ben Don, when he heard all the commotion that Esav was causing and holding up the Kfur of Yaakov Avinu, so ultimately he killed Esav by hitting him, and Esav ultimately was buried, his head was buried in Ma'aretz HaMachpela. Mara says, Ba'oisa Shah Niskaima Nevuasa Shel Rivka, at that moment that Chushim killed him, so then the prophecy of Rivka had been fulfilled. Echsiv Lamar Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. Rivka had said, I don't want to lose you both on one day. That's when she had recommended to Yaakov to run away. Says the Gemara, that's what happened. She lost them on the same day. The Trumas Hadeshen, which is quoted in the Ramah, in Simin Tov Beis, Yud Beis, says that this Gemara might be an important proof in terms of how one fulfills the description of the Gemara in Nedarim, that one fast or refrains from milk, meat, and wine on a yard site. Says the Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Reish Tzadi Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch it says Reish Tzadi Vav, I believe it's Reish Tzadi Gimel. Says the Trumas Hadeshen from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that Rivka lost them on the same day. Now, wait a second. What do we go by? Do we go by the yard site or the Kfura? The Ptira or the Kfura? So the answer would be that if we're going to say that Rivka's prophecy was fulfilled, that he lost Esav and Yaakov on the same day, that means
that when you consider someone losing a relative, ultimately it's the kvura which is significant, because at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu had passed away quite a bit before. Ultimately, the Trumas Hadeshen does not rule this way, even though he says that this is a simple reading of the Gemara. At the end of the day, the Trumas Hadeshen says that the expression of Yom Sheniftar Bo Aviv seems to indicate that we follow, as we do today, the yard site. Hence, in Simin Tof Beis, the Ramah says, Mi mitzvah lehisanos Yom Shemes Bo Aviv O Imo. There is a mitzvah to fast on the day a parent passes away. U'misanin Yom HaMitzvah Lo Yom HaKfura. And the day that one follows is the day of the Misa and not the day of the Kfura. The Ramah adds something interesting, which doesn't seem to be followed by many, where he adds, Al Pi Kabbalah, Im Lo Misha, Ye'etza Kfura, V'lo Etza Misa. The Ramah introduces that it could be that someone who was a relative who was at the Kfura and not at the Misa, so then for him, he commemorates the yard site actually by the Kfura and not by the Misa. There is a big discussion on another category. In other words, our Gemara is not followed when it comes to the yard site of Yom Shemes Bo Aviv. At the end of the day, we say that even though our Gemara considers Rivka losing him on the same day of the Kfura, that's not the Ikar source, and Yom Shemes seems to indicate the father, the day of the Ptira of the father, and not the Kavura. However, there are a couple of exceptions to this rule. The primary exception is expressed in the Shach over there in Simin Tav Beis in Sifkot and Yud, where the Shach describes that even though the yard sites we follow, not like the simple understanding of the Gemara in Sota, but the yard site is always followed at the day of death, however, says the Shach, there's one exception, and that is what happens to the case of Yud Beis Chodesh for the loss of a parent. The halacha, of course, we know is that Avelus starts at the time of Kavura. Prior to Kavura, one is in a state of Aninus. What happens if, for whatever reason, there was a significant gap between the time of the Ptira and the Kavura? In such a case, if a person's going to only commemorate Yud Beis Chodesh only in the first year at the time of the yard site, so then there would have been a significant amount of time that is lost from the Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelut. Hence the Shach says, in anything longer than when the death was on one day, and even the Kvura on another day, anything more than a day off, then in such a case, then Yud Beis Chodesh is an exception to the rule of the Ramah, and therefore one would follow actually the Yom HaKvura to end the Yud Beis Chodesh. This opinion is as well expressed in the Tshuvas Masas Binyamin, which is quoted in the Taz in Sif Katan Tes. However, the Taz says, this is ridiculous. The Taz entirely rejects this opinion of the Masas Binyamin that the Shach partially accepts. And the Taz says, what would happen if, God forbid, a person did not know at all about a relative Patira for 6 months? And then in such a case, then they find out about it 6 months later. So then we don't say that the halakha is that we wait to start counting the Yud Beis Chodesh from that period of time. Or for that matter, 20 days in. We don't wait in such a case for that extended period of time. If there was an onus, so then in such a case we start from the Yom HaMisa. Shach rejects this svara of the Taz in his Mikudos HaKeseth, where he responds to the Taz's arguments. And he says, no, there's a difference between the two. If a person was an ones, so then in such a case, we know that Yud Beis Chodesh, which corresponds to the amount of time, God forbid, the Neshama would be in Gehenim, so that clearly he was an onus for 6 months. Clearly, the cheshbon already started then. However, normally, it starts from the time of kvura, and if the kvura was a few days later, in such a case, we would wait until then. Such an instance, then the Shach claims, as recorded, as summarized in Pesachei Tshuva Sifchas and Gimel over there in Tav Beis, in such a case, one would wait for the Yom HaKvura to actually keep the yard site and to signify the end of the Avelus. It seems that many, many poskim keep things simple and do not accept this Shach. And they go with the Ramah that says, you follow that yard site, even though the Shach seems to have some standing. The Yalkut Yosef in Simin Kuf Peches, Os Gimel, over there seems to reject the Shach. He keeps things simple. However, it should be noted one of the most important poskim for Ashkenazim, the Gesher HaChaim says, like the Shach, and the Gesher HaChaim says that one would follow. Reb Tokachinsky says that on the first yard site, one would actually follow the Yom HaKvura. Reb Tokachinsky also gives a fascinating nafkamina, a smaller nafkamina, but an Amud Shin Mem Gimel in the Sefer Gesher HaChaim. He tells us that when a yard site falls out on Shabbos, there are two different minhagim that went to visit the kever. The predominant minhag seems to be from the Gesher HaChaim to actually move the time up. However, says the Gesher HaChaim, what would happen if the Ptira was on one day and the Kvura was the next day? So then, if the yard site fell out on Shabbos, so then in such a case, the Aliyah Lekever would be on the Sunday, and that fits in to the idea that we have already seen that it, in certain cases one postpones it for the Kvura. So to summarize, we have from our Gemara the idea that one would follow the time of Kvura as being significant in terms of deciding when a person has lost the loved one, with the Trumas Hadeshim rejecting it. However, what emerges is two different customs, but depending on the Sephardic and Ashkenazic custom. The Yalkut Yosef rejecting the opinion of the Shach, saying that the first yard site, one would wait to actually even commemorate the yard site for the Yom HaKvura if it was 3 or 4 days later. And the Shach, with the Psak of the Gesher HaChaim in Perek Lamed Sif Yud, stating that one would actually wait those 3 or 4 days, and the entire yard site would, on the first year, would be followed at that time, because one needs to take into account the span of the Avelus. Even according to the Gesher HaChaim, future yard sites would be commemorated on that day. Ultimately, we do follow the Trumas Hadeshen, the one exception, the one machlok is being the first yard site. How is the first yard site going to be commemorated? The visiting of the kever, we said, might be affected by this as well, that there are times, like in a case of where the yard site falls out on Shabbos, if the kvura was done the day after, the Gesher HaChaim on page Shin Mem Gimel suggests that the visiting of the kever would actually be the day later, even those who normally go a day earlier. Finally, to conclude, all of the commemorations of the yard site is based on the idea of the Arizal, quoted again in the Gesher HaChaim, Perek Lamed Beis Os Aleph, Sha'akadesh Sha'omrim HaYisom Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Hu La'alos Avim Migehenim L'Gan Eden U'B'Yom HaYard Site Hu La'alosam B'Gan Eden Atzmo L'Madrega Yoser Me'ula. The Neshama is judged every year based on the actions of its descendants. Hence, this is Man of Tshuva that we had mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It is brought down as a custom of son to fast, even though the Gemara Nedarim, that is the actual source, speaks about refraining from meat and other fancy foods. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down as a Yom Tainis, and the reason for that is, as the Zohar describes, it's a time for the Neshama to go up, and after the neshama has been judged after its first year, so then in subsequent years, it's no longer judged on its actions, but rather the actions of its descendants.